So if you live in this area long enough, you know that Vaughan Road is not one of the grid streets, that it runs in a sort of a curved kind of fashion. And we learned early on when we were trying to find out a bit more about the region in general, that it was a former native portage route, Aboriginal portage route. We learned that from Duke Redbird and from the wonderful people who were on staff at Name Res, which is on Vaughan, just close to where it meets Bathurst. And in learning about that, we learned about a couple of other spiritual things, some slightly, you may call them, I don't know, mystic, maybe, for want of a better way to describe it, but that there may have been an Ojibwe curse placed on that particular roadway, which I love this, to get back at the conquerors of the land. So if you've traveled up and down Vaughan at any length of time, you may notice that business doesn't seem to last very long anywhere along that strip, and it's easy to see. It's not like I'm making this up. What was important to us, because it was on Vaughan, was learning that it was a former portage route, and the providence of having Name Res there and their new, I forget what their new youth hostel place is called, but it became very important that we respect the spirituality of the place as well. So in speaking with Duke Redbird, and a member of a group called the Tall Pines Drummers was also on staff at Name Res, it was important to me that we bless the site so that this totem would be all inclusive. And the Tall Pines Drummers brought with them a shaman of a holy man of some form who came and did sweet grass blessing, and they played the drums, and I don't know all of the details and the particulars, but it was a very stirring ceremony. And a couple of things have happened. I passed by there not too long ago, actually today I passed by and saw it, and it still looks great. It's a little overgrown, and so am I in many ways, but we were concerned about a bunch of things. The police in the area at the time, tagging and graffiti was just rampant in a lot of places, and we thought, you know, this would be the particular part. Cy Townsend was kind of an urban pharmacy, famous for all kinds of trade, let's just put it that way. And it was definitely on the marking for the police, who knew it well. But our concern was tagging and sort of giving it some kind of, you know, disfiguring it in some way. When I think back on it now, though, that's kind of part of how we mark stuff in the modern times, urban-wise as well. So in some ways, that mightn't have been so bad. But at any rate, I believe that the blessing has prevented any kind of urban blight on it in that way. So it still looks great as far as that goes. But apparently, yeah, this portage route goes all the way from Lake Ontario all the way up to Simcoe. And I learned as well, we thought that Toronto Archives would have information about it. They weren't too sure about it. But I learned also that in prehistoric times, there was apparently a beautiful waterfall that went over the escarpment. And I'm guessing it was one of those what are now underground rivers and lakes in the area that fell over. And the lake, of course, came as far as the escarpment, so this would fall into the lake. It must have been stunning. I can only imagine. So that, yeah, we just felt very, very lucky for that. Yeah.